Welcome back to the Political Checklist here on the Rundown blog. I'm political editor David Chalian, joined by senior correspondents Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff. Thank you for being here.
Hello,
and
David.
Let's begin. The president has a huge week here because Congress is supposed to leave town on Friday. This is supposed to be the last week of business before the holidays. He's got to get his tax cut deal through, and he wants that New START treaty ratified by the Senate. Can that be done by this Friday, Gwen, do you
think?
It's
hard to imagine it. I heard the president give a radio interview late last week in which he's supposed to be leaving at the end of the week, in the weekend, to go to Hawaii for the holiday break. And he said, as far as Michelle had informed him, that she was going with the kids and her mom, whether he went or not. So it's hard to imagine that he can leave town if anything is still hanging, because this has happened before. But I don't quite know how. Even though, let me amend this, deadlines are really bracing for Congress. And if there is a deadline and there are things that have to be done, it's conceivable they could do both things, especially if the tax bill now seems a little bit more greased than it was last week.
Is your sense that both of those huge ticket items, the tax cut and the New START, are going to go the president's way?
Yes, it is. But it may not get done this week. I mean, the White House has been known to move back vacations. And so I think this is a vacation that could very well get moved back. As we know, they are voting early this week in the Senate on the tax cut. Every expectation is the tax cut plan will pass in the Senate. And the House is moving in that direction. It's just going to take a few more days. And there are going to be several days of debate on that. And I think that's moving their way. I happened to talk to a top official of the Pentagon last night who said, yes, it's going to happen. It's going to take time.
Speaking about the vote in the House on tax cuts, Chris Van Hollen yesterday basically said, even with all the disappointment among the liberals, it didn't sound like the House Democrats were going to hold the vote up. They were going to let the president have his vote.
Well, you know, that Chris Van Hollen has an interest in saying that he's going to fix everything among the House Democrats, because he helped them get elected and not get elected in the last cycle. But, you know, I think that there still has to be a couple more squawks from the House Democrats before this happens. The White House has made clear they plan to win this without the House liberals if they have to. And they can do that with Republican support as long as it doesn't begin to erode on the right.
The liberals feel very strongly about what's in here. They don't like these estate tax cuts.
That seems to be
for
the biggest
very wealthy.
Offense.
They're very upset about that. On the other hand, the White House and Democrats who are now on board are saying, hey, there is material. There's something in here for the middle class. There's aid for students who are interested in getting an education. The payroll tax cuts, the unemployment benefits. And so Gwen is right. They need to make themselves heard a little bit more, but in the end, it's going to be.
There's an interesting story in today's New York Times about how much of these extra things actually benefit upper middle class taxpayers, aside from the tax cuts, which we keep talking about benefiting the wealthy, and that can tip things as well.
Otherwise read as independent voters.
Exactly.
That may be key for the president in 2012. Indeed. Let's turn to the Republican National Committee. Michael Steele, the current chairman, is going to make his decision known this evening on a conference call with committee members, whether or not he's going to seek re-election. Many people seem to believe he's not going to seek re-election, simply because this decision to announce it comes at the same time so much of his support has been eroding. What do we make of Michael Steele's decision here? Is it almost inevitable that even if he would run, he doesn't have the support, does it seem like, to be a chairman again?
Well, first of all, I don't have the inside information on what Michael Steele is going to do. In fact, some of the people who are very close to Michael Steele
said they don't know
what he's going to do.
Yeah, I think he consults a party of one.
But his support inside the party has been bleeding until it's practically not there. And there are now so many names out there, people who want to run against him. It's hard to see how he mounts a campaign that's credible.
There are at least five people running against him, each of whom used to support him, and that's a bad sign.
How do you get to a place where you're the RNC chairman, you pick up 63 House seats, you pick up governor's races, you narrow the margin in the Senate, and you're ousted from the party? I mean, it was the most successful year for the Republican Party.
It's a successful year, but keep in mind, when he was elected, it was not without drama at the time. And not only that, but fiscally, the party has not been managed well. And in the end, that's what the job is of the party chairman, to keep the party running. And he wasn't popular in certain segments of the party, and that's enough to undercut you when the time comes to be reelected.
Very quickly, 15 seconds each. The other big ticket item coming up this week is that the administration's policy on Afghanistan, that review that they're putting forth, is going to come out later this week. Is that going to refocus the country's attention on the Afghanistan war in a way that it has not been?
I don't think so. No. I think everybody knows, just about everybody knows, the war is not going well. And the question is the administration going to be able to do something, tweak it in a way that will make a difference? And by the way, we should say that the point person for the administration, Richard Holbrooke, now in critical condition after heart aorta surgery over the weekend, I think that deals a significant blow to the administration's ability to sort of put a reconfiguration mm-hmm. of this strategy together, but they're going to have to move ahead. I mean, the president has a deadline.
But the president seems to say, though, that they're winning. He said that when they were in Afghanistan.
It's hard to imagine that they're going to come out with a report that doesn't say we're doing well, because that's what they've been signaling and signaling and signaling, even though there is just a growing argument on the other side saying, yeah, but. And that's, I don't know that it's going to be able, this report is going to be able to sway that generally gathering attitude.
I always wonder if it can break through the holiday season clutter at this time, or if the Americans are a little distracted elsewhere. That does it for this edition of the Political Checklist. Thanks very much for watching. We'll be back next week with more. Take care.